Markets are bursting with tomatoes, peppers, squash, and other late summer vegetables. Prime stuff for everything from salads to sauces and vegetable stock. Somebody asked NPR's Neda Ulabi to make some vegetable stock. Neda, take it away.
So when I got this assignment, I was like, really? I have to do a piece about vegetables.
Vegetable stock? How boring, right?
Yes, vegetable stock. But I'm in the home kitchen of Bren Herrera, a personal chef determined to make vegetable stock not boring. To start, she puts on the old school Cuban music she uses to create atmosphere in the kitchen.
There is soul here, girlfriend. There is a lot of soul in this cocina.
Whatever. Vegetable stock is still needless work. You can just buy it by the carton at the store.
I'm going to convince you to make stock for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah. No All more right. canned, no more bottled. So are you ready to make this?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Truth, I've made vegetable stock before, the predictable kind, with potatoes, carrots, parsley, mushrooms. Herrera has a different set of ingredients in a bright orange cast iron pot.
So we've got some yellow and white Spanish onion, some green pepper, some tomato on the vine that I took off.
Green pepper in stock.
Yeah, green pepper in stock. It's just a little sweet. You find it in a lot of Latin Cuban food, in our sofrito. Our sofrito is our flavor base, which is onion, green pepper, sometimes red pepper.
So for this Cuban-flavored stock, green and red pepper, cilantro, cumin, a lumpy green squash called achiote, and a spice packet made by the Latino food company you can find in any big supermarket. It's called sazon goya.
I use sazon goya. This is like my little secret, and I bet you ask any Hispanic person, you know, if they use sazon goya, and they'll be like, yes.
Next, browning up everything with an entire head of unpeeled garlic.
Because I love garlic, and it just makes everything better.
Add a couple quarts of water, simmer for an hour, then strain the precious liquid through a colander. And the used up mushy vegetables?
Normally somebody would tell you, or you would even think to just chuck these because you're done with them, right?
Right.
You've got what you need out of them, but No, not in my kitchen. We're going to use all of that.
Herrera's parents lived in Cuba during the revolution. They lived on the rations called libreta.
And so they had to be very conservative with how they used food. They had the libreta, and so they only got a certain amount of vegetables per month, if that. A certain amount of milk, a certain amount of meat.
Growing up in a home careful about not wasting food, this is how Herrera imagines throwing away even a pile of soggy vegetables.
It's sacrilegious. I have no words if I saw somebody take this and throw it away.
Instead, she says throw them in the blender and add them to the broth for texture.
Okay, so here we go again. I've wasted nothing, and you have a super robust stock.
Okay, I'm going to concede that this is a very sexy vegetable broth.
Isn't it beautiful? I like that.
But it still seems like a lot more work than going to the grocery store and buying a container off the shelf.
Yeah, but guess what? This is yours. It's craft.
It's stock, says Herrera, that can be a painting of the season in a bowl. Use it, she says, to add depth and heart to gazpacho, vegetarian chili, ratatouille, or freeze it to make a vegetable soup sing with summer memories on a cold fall day. Neda Ulabi, NPR News.